fundamentally is about the military occupation of the Palestinian people in the West Bank. It explains what it means, as I learn through the camera, what military occupation means to these people's lives.
Okay, and what social issues at the time motivated you to document the Israeli-Palestinian crisis?
I am of Middle Eastern appearance, and I'm not Middle Eastern. In my film, I mention that at the time that I went to Palestine, 44 of our civil rights had been sacrificed in the war on terror. And I also was quite disgusted in the media for constantly mentioning, using the term Middle Eastern appearance to describe people who had done anything that was somehow negative, you know. So I found it very offensive that they would be so ignorant in their terminology. It was clearly to motivate the Australian public to believe that we were somehow in danger of Middle Eastern people.
And I understand that the ABC had made a formal offer to air your documentary.
Indeed.
But later revoked their decision. What was the reasoning for this?
The reasoning for this is because, according to their charter, they need to counterbalance all points of view. But this is a point in their charter that they use very arbitrarily. They do not show, if they show a documentary on the human rights of North Koreans, they do not counterbalance that by showing the government's point of view as to why the civil rights of Koreans are non-existent, really, you know. And they, it's a very arbitrary clause that they choose to use or not use. And it doesn't fool anybody either. People who are aware of the details of this conflict are painfully aware that the ABC delivers its news with an endemic bias towards the Israeli point of view.
Is this a case of ABC self-censorship?
Absolutely. The Israeli lobby is basically a community of people and groups who support what the Israeli government says is needed for Israel without question. As a community, they are very motivated in attacking any points of view that may colour Israel in a light that's unfavourable. And I believe that the ABC is very influenced by their work. So in this regard, I don't believe the Israeli lobby had to lift a finger to have it censored. In this regard, in regards to my film, the ABC actually accepted it, were asked to review their acceptance of it by the editorial policy of their own organization, and then they got scared, as in Kim Dalton is the boss of the ABC TV. So Kim Dalton then retracted the offer. And that's what I make of it. I make that the Israeli lobby is extremely powerful and extremely motivated, and the ABC just can't be bothered having to deal with what would come if a program like this was aired.
Okay, so what have you so far achieved from this documentary?
Well, it's caused a rumble in the ABC, and it's made people quite aware, industry, film industry people, of the endemic bias within the ABC and what the ABC is scared of. This is an achievement in itself because in this country we have an expectation that the ABC would be unbiased. In that way, that's what it's achieved. On a greater scale, I'm afraid to say it hasn't achieved much because it didn't get accepted into film festivals and except Brazil and Iran international film festivals, and I suspect that politics was at play in these as well.
Okay, I've also heard now that the ABC is reconsidering airing your documentary.
Well, yes, they were sort of placed in a very awkward position, and now they are reconsidering it. The awkward position came about because it was mentioned in the Senate estimates by Senator Ludlam. Mm-hmm. And he held them accountable. So he held Mark Scott, who is the boss of Kim Dalton. So Mark Scott's the boss of the entire ABC Corporation. And And so now they have been placed in a position where they are reconsidering it. And they are reconsidering it in a simultaneously with an attempt to find a film that counterbalances it. Now, but you see, the thing is, you're never going to find a film that depicts the Palestinian people in the West Bank and Gaza as happy, you know, as happy with the situation. This would be a true counterbalance. You know, I'm showing that the misery of the military occupation, and so, you know, a counterbalance, I guess, would be showing how justified it is and how it's, you know, that's the type of film that would counterbalance it. They are not going to find that.
Finally, the title, Hope in a Slingshot, it brings to mind a picture of a David and Goliath battle. What made you choose this title for your documentary?
Well, actually, I didn't really know much of the story of David and Goliath when I chose that title, but now I do. And it is actually very related to a David and Goliath type story. But it's ironic that David would be the king of the Jews. And the term hope in a slingshot is because the notion of putting rocks in a piece of cloth and slinging them into an army that is armed to the teeth with the latest technology in arms is really quite sad, and it's only a gesture of hope. There's nothing else to it.